The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Yes, how we do love that riff. You are back to the Sunday Business Show. I am still Conal O'Moran. If you don't have time to listen to us this morning, if you're pulling open the shutters in your shop, for example, or are already serving brekkie in your restaurant, well, you can always listen back via the simplest of simple Today FM apps. Download, listen, enjoy. In fact, if you're serving brekkie and listening to the SBS, well, give us a shout and we'll give your black pudding sausages a shout out. But make sure it's Roscarbury Black Pud, because manufacturer Avril Allshear Howe is a huge supporter of ours, and we love people who love us. In a minute, we're looking at the business behind the brand, that is Macy's, who have drafted in eBay Man to try to stave off what might be the inevitable as online eats their business. At about 10:15, we'll hear from an Irish startup whose business is to find the best university for your studies. Believe it or not, there are 75,000 arthritis sufferers in Ireland alone. Cork Clinical Trial Company is looking to recruit some of them for their latest trial. We'll peep behind their international business. My old pal Terry McManus always says that an idea on a piece of paper is only a piece of paper. And that's what CW Applied Technology believes as well. Their worldwide business takes your manufacturing ideas and helps turn them into reality. And finally, we have a Clonakilty-based woman who wants to help other stay-at-home mums back into the workplace. Our usual eclectic mix. And of course, we also make time for our famous shout-outs. Text us on 53102. 53102, email live at todayfm.com, or use our favourite Twitter account, that's at SBS Today FM, and add in the hashtag Team SBS to help us find you. Now, almost exactly to the day in 2015, you could have bought a share in retailers Macy's for $72. Today, just 2 years later, they're at $21. Macy's is a victim of the online onslaught, and to try to stave off the inevitable this week, they've brought in a lad called Hal Lawton as a president of Macy's. He previously served as the senior vice president in eBay North America. Lawton will be in charge of merchandising, stores, operations, technology, along with consumer insights and analytics. And Macy's, as you will hear, is huge. 700 stores, 140 or 130,000 staff or something like that. Mind you, there is also a cost-cutting program, but so is it all a little too late? This morning, Ace Shopper, as well as Head of Research at Merion Private, David Holohan, has very kindly looked into Macy's stockroom to see what's going on. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Colonel.
Huge.
Huge, massive. It is the biggest.
But could get smaller.
It's getting smaller because, they, as you said, they have over 700 department store sites entering this year. They're probably going to close about 100 of those and focus on the more profitable ones. And I think it's the right step to rationalise that store frontage, and it's the right decision. But the challenges that the company has been facing have gone on really since 2015, when sales started to plateau and fall off. So they've been declining at about 2 or 3% each year since then.
Now, they have built a mega business, so they're not stupid people. But for reasons best known, not to me, possibly not to you, they haven't noticed that there is an online war of attrition going on, that they are literally being gobbled up by online. They haven't reacted.
So they do have an online presence, and like a lot of the traditional stores, it's you know, a small percentage of sales relative to the traditional storefront. But the challenge that the US department stores have had is, if you look at JCPenney, if you look at Sears, other competitors, they massively expanded and they're all now coming on hard times at the same point. So it's just become quite a dogfight, and Macy's is probably in the best place. A lot of their competitors have too much debt, they're having to massively slash the amount of stores, but it does increase the price competitiveness of products, and Macy's isn't immune from that.
Who are Macy's, or what are Macy's competitors? Where do they sit on the retail landscape?
Yeah, so it's your classic department store. Macy's would be somewhat upper end of that, particularly with the Bloomingdale's sites as well. So they would be more high end than a Sears or a JCPenney. But clearly, you know, over in the US, there's been a lot of supply added to the industry over the past 20 years, far too much supply. So they have different categories categorizations of shopping malls over there, and Macy's is mainly in the tier A malls, but a lot of the second and third line malls are coming under big pressure because some of the headline tenants are now either going into bankruptcy or just shutting stores en masse.
And one of the things that is facing Penny's is that there's some activist investors, and an activist investor, for those who don't know, are people who buy into the company and then try to make changes from the inside, if you like.
Yeah, so I mean, the retail sector has had activists come in. Several of them have entered into the sector and actually failed. They've tried to turn around these, you know, giants, and ultimately hasn't worked out. And the problem is it can take a long time for a company to enter bankruptcy in that retail space. But as long as they stay alive, they can be very damaging to some of the healthier companies. Now, there was an activist investor in Macy's for a number of years called Starboard, and what they tried to do was make the case that Macy's property portfolio was worth a lot more than the market value of the company. They argued at the time, back in 2015, that Macy's property was worth up to $20 billion, their headline site in New York alone being worth $3 to $4 billion in Herald Square. So, you know, you can argue that if you would simply look at some of the parts valuations for Macy's and try to spin off some of the property assets, you could unlock a lot of value.
And the sum of the parts is SUM, just to be clear about that. Yeah, that is when you take a company and you break it out into the little bits.
Exactly, yeah. You essentially say that the market isn't giving the company the credit for having all of the various assets, so it makes sense to make the market very aware of that by coming up with a transaction that unlocks the value.
Now, Mr. Lawton has gone in. Do you think, can Mr. Lawton, one person, make a difference?
I think it's a very positive contribution to Macy's. I think it's a very big deal because if you look at his background, he was a senior vice president of eBay. He was responsible for their North American business. He'd previously worked at Home Depot, set up an online sales division there that has sales now of $2 to $3 billion. So a very successful person. He's at the right intersection between online sales and traditional retail. So I think it's a great appointment. It's a departure from what we've seen a lot in the industry, which is simply trying to build an internal online division but perhaps not have a person with a significant background leading the charge. So, you know, bringing somebody in as an external person is good. The president role that he will be coming in to take is pretty far-reaching, so he is going to be very active in terms of the traditional stores. So I think if management back him and give him the flexibility, he will need to make big changes. You know, hopefully the worst is behind Macy's.
I always find it fascinating with these massive companies that there are 700 stores for him to have a look at. Like, if he spent the next couple of years, he wouldn't see all of them. So I presume that he just goes down and sees the ones that he has to chop.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the flagship ones are doing well, and I think you would be taking lessons from what's working well for them and trying to integrate them with some of the second tier ones, and then for underperforming stores, simply close them as quick as you can. And that's been the strategy. He may seek to speed that up. It's a difficult retail environment in the US, but for the companies themselves, the stock market has punished them extremely hard. So as we said, Macy's has gone from $70 to $20. You know, a company called Foot Locker, which is a big seller of Nike items, their shares are down about 60% in 2 months because they issued a shock profit warning. It's a really tough space, but it's pricing a lot of these companies as if they're going out of business because Amazon is there, and that's simply not the case.
I think you like this company.
I do. I like it at around this $20. So much bad news has been priced in, and you're now able to get a very high quality franchise at 7x earnings with a 7% dividend yield. I put a lot of focus on free cash flow generation. I think it's the core of any successful business, and the free cash flow yield on this company is in the high teens, which means that, you know, every dollar of free cash flow that they generate as a percentage of their market cap, you know, is approaching 20%, and that's just very, very attractive.
If somebody is listening, first of all, they have to take professional advice.
Absolutely, yes.
So do go and talk to your stockbroker, advisor, whatever. How do you go about buying shares in Macy's?
So it's a large listed company in the US. So anybody with a stock trading account in any of the brokers should be very straightforward for them to buy shares.
Minimum amount?
There's no minimum amount. Again, you know, one share will cost you $20. So, you know, it's
transaction costs $70 or something.
The transaction cost varies, and you know, they vary across the
board.
But
if you had a couple of thousand euro handy, it's not bad. What did you say the dividend was?
The dividend yield is about 7%.
So you're not going to get that in a bank, and it's not maybe I shouldn't be so definitive. It ain't going to go out of business soon. Let me
know. No, it won't be. It won't be overnight. And also, because it's an American company, they pay their dividends four times a year. It's quarterly.
That's nice little income. Okay, that is David Holohan. He is of Merion Capital, sometimes Merion Private. I'm not too sure which one it is, but we'll stick with Merion Private for the while. And he do be liking Macy's. We will stick that up onto the website, and you can listen back to it to make up your own minds on that. And as I say again, please take professional advice. We are going to take an ad break, after which we will be talking about unibrows. You'll have to stay listening just to hear that.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient, with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.